Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Jill, thank you very much indeed for that. Some of your texts to 51551. Vincent in Dublin texts us to say, as a family, we all now talk to her great granny about her childhood. Nearly 90 and a dementia sufferer. You can immediately see the sparkle in her eyes as she regales us with tales of her youth. Her frustration and anxiety fade. Sad in one way, but so special and therapeutic for her. Take them back, says Vincent. That's a beautiful story, Vincent, because it is true. Sometimes dementia sufferers can recall a lot more from the distant past, obviously, than they can from the recent past. And I have experience of it. They do light up when they tell you those stories and do engage. So thank you very much indeed for that. Extra five.
Yeah, and indeed, that's what Margaret O'Sullivan's initiative is all about, and the plan to make it go national. Another person, Pat, texts to say we need to introduce free bin collection. Rubbish is being dumped in rivers, lakes, woods and flushed down the toilets. Councils have also removed public bins because of household rubbish being dumped in them. Put some of the cost onto my tax, I have no problem paying it, says Pat. Now I wonder, Pat, does everyone else agree with you if you're talking about putting more taxes or increases in taxes on people? Maybe they do. You can text us 51551. Now, you can go to college to get a degree without the Leaving Cert points race or a CAO application. School leavers and others can still begin degree studies this September through the alternative route of the tertiary degree programme. The tertiary degrees are co-designed and co-delivered by the education and training boards and higher education institutions. And here to tell us more is Dr. Fiona Maloney, who's a director of the National Tertiary Office. And you're very welcome, Fiona, to the programme. Can you tell us, how does this all work?
Hi, Sarah. How does this work? It's quite simple. This is probably the most significant transformation in education the past number of years, because we now have a new route to your dream degree. And very simply, you come to our website, which is nto.ie. You identify the various tertiary degrees that are available. There are over 40 available on the website from all of the universities and the ETBs. Identify your dream degree, like nursing, business studies, immersive media, social work. Read the entry requirements and hit the application button. And there is no fee to apply. And the applications are open until mid-September.
So this sounds too good to be true, I think, for a lot of people who might have had trouble with the Leaving Cert or left school early. What you mentioned, entry requirements. What do they generally entail?
The entry requirements are very tailored on the tertiary degrees, which means we have looked at the vocation, be it nursing or social work, for example. So we have a lot of students who maybe don't get their opportunity because of Leaving Cert. Things happen, life happens, and you may not have a good Leaving Cert day. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you wouldn't be a really good nurse. And points in this case doesn't actually equal being very good in the profession. So the entry requirements may include a personal statement. We will look for Leaving Cert results, but we do not look for Leaving Certificate points. They have been uncoupled. So the student will meet with the university and with the Education Training Board representatives and discuss maybe why they want to be a nurse or why they want to be a social worker. They may be asked to submit a portfolio of work, as I said, a personal statement. And it's that non-evaluative engagement that we will go through and to make sure that this allows local talent remain in the local day, in the local areas, so that we can keep our particular healthcare system and our businesses populated with students who are appropriately qualified.
And how many places are there available?
On average, there's 20 places per course right across the country. So in each nursing course that we have available, there are over 20. The same with social work, with business studies, immersive media, construction management. So on all of the courses, a minimum of 20 places.
And how has the take-up been, Fiona?
The take-up has been amazing, Sarah. Now, we have seen applications started or opened in February, and we have a phenomenal number of applications in, all of which will be corresponded with and met with individually and engaged with individually. These courses were launched by our then Minister Harris, our now Taoiseach, in July of last year, almost a year ago, and they started in September. Now, while the first intake was small because the time leading into it was quite short, every one of those students has completed the first year. So the retention has been huge mm-hmm. because the classes are small, the individual attention can be given to the students. So that transition from school to the big university halls isn't there. It's much more gradual. But the student has the experience in both the Education and Training Board and in the university because they are registered students in both areas. They have their student card from the university and from the Education and Training Board. They do induction in both places. And they attend classes okay. in both places.
Can I ask you, is there any, do you have any idea whether or not employers or prospective employers are likely to treat tertiary degrees any differently to those who have gone through higher education or the colleges?
The traditional route, I suppose.
Yes.
I would see no reason why, and our engagements to date with the various business communities, including IBEC, we have not have any sense of that. Because the reality is the quality of an Irish university degree is the same, irrespective of the route that you take into it. It's a very high quality degree. They're all on the National Qualifications Framework. They're all co-designed, co-delivered, okay. and co-located by very professional staff in both the Education Training Board and in the higher education institutions.
Okay.
So this is just an additional route.
I understand. And it's
different
very
in any way.
And it's really interesting and really interesting opportunity for people who may have felt maybe doors were closed on them and this is a way of opening a door.
Yes.
Fiona, we have to leave it there, but just to briefly mention, because it's important, my understanding is there's no tuition fees or student contribution fees for the first
That's
two
correct.
Years. Is that right? Okay, perfect.
For the years that are in the ETBs. So
okay.
if you're with an education and training board, be there for 1 year, 2 year, there's no student contribution fee.
All right.
And the free fees apply, as does the Susie Grant.
Fiona Maloney, Dr. Fiona Maloney, Director of the National Tertiary Office. Thank you very much.